This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Vitindrani Rejana. The headlines. Ministry of Housing and Urban Affairs organises preparatory workshop on Clean Himalayan Hill Cities initiative at Vigyan Bhavan, New Delhi. Quiet revolution unfolds in Meghalaya as residents step forward to clean streets, villages and public spaces. Tripura government signs memorandum of understanding with Haridwar-based Patanjali Yogpeeth to promote collaboration across multiple sectors. Repolling in Gram Panchayat segments in Arunachal Pradesh will be held tomorrow. And other news in detail. A preparatory workshop on the Clean Himalayan Hill Cities initiative was organised by the Ministry of Housing and Urban Affairs at Vigyan Bhavan, New Delhi yesterday, bringing together key stakeholders to develop a focused, strategic and outcome-oriented roadmap for achieving visible and sustainable cleanliness in Himalayan Hill Cities. Presided over by the Secretary, Ministry of Housing and Urban Affairs, S. Gatik Thala, the initiative has brought together urban experts, technical agencies, private partners, technology solution providers and senior representatives from the 13 northeastern and Himalayan hill cities. The workshop focused on evolving a strategy in consultation with a wide range of people from all walks of life. India's hill and Himalayan states, including Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Sikkim, Assam, Arunachal Pradesh, Meghalaya, Manipur, Mizoram, Nagaland, Tripura, and select cities in West Bengal, face distinct urban challenges due to fragile ecosystems, steep and unstable terrain, dispersed settlements, and extreme climatic conditions. In Meghalaya, a quiet revolution is unfolding as residents step forward to care for streets, villages and public spaces, once written off as dumping grounds. With brooms in hand and purpose in their stride, these everyday citizens are reclaiming shared spaces as extensions of their own homes. Urban waste is often discussed in terms of infrastructure gaps and policy frameworks, but in the streets of Meghalaya, the response is deeply personal. Plastic bottles and aluminium cans that linger for decades has become one of the most visible signs of neglect in towns and villages. Responding to this challenge, the Urban Affairs Department, Government of Meghalaya, has intensified its focus on sustainable waste management across the districts of the state. Volunteers have taken it upon themselves to clean streets, collect plastic waste and set examples that quietly influence entire communities, redefining what urban responsibility truly looks like. With these initiatives, Meghalaya's commitment towards a cleaner environment, long after posters fade and campaigns end, will continue its momentum through its Green Deposit Scheme. The Tripura government has signed a memorandum of understanding with Haridwar-based Patanjali Yogpeeth to promote collaboration across multiple sectors. The MOU signing ceremony was attended by Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha and other senior officials. Under the agreement, the trust plans to invest and collaborate in Tripura in areas such as biodiversity conservation, bamboo and agarwood value chains, Ayush and wellness, skill development, tribal welfare, agriculture technology, tourism, information technology and rural livelihoods. A separate MOU was also signed between the Tripura Forest Department and Patanjali Yogpeeth for the development of forest and agroforest value chains, which will focus on research on agarwood, including digitization and mapping of forest resources. In Arunachal Pradesh, repolling of Gram Panchayat segments will be held tomorrow. Nongkong GPS of Namsai, Nisangjang, Besai GPS of Bichom, 4 GPS in Tirap and Rotem polling station in Kamle district will go for repolling. Counting of votes will be held on the 20th of this month. The polling for the election to 186 Zila Parishad constituencies, 1947 Gram Panchayat constituencies, 16 Itanagar Municipal Corporation and 8 Pasighat Municipal Corporation was held on the 15th of this month with around 74.92% voters turnout. In Manipur, the state-level Vijay Diwas observation was held at the auditorium of Manipur State Film Development Society in Imphal. Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla, Chief Secretary Dr. Puneet Kumar Goyal, senior officers from the civil administration, police and military, along with veterans, students and members of the public attended the observance. In his address, the governor highlighted the gallantry of Manipur's brave sons, Veer Chakra awardee during Operation Sindoor, Squadron Leader Rizwan Malik of the Indian Air Force, Constable Deepak Chingakam of the PSF, who was posthumously awarded the Veer Chakra, and Shaurya Chakra awardee Inspector Jeffrey Himing Chulokmar of the CRPF, whose courage and sacrifice brought honour to the state and the nation. He appealed to the citizens to renew their shared resolve to safeguard national unity, preserve peace and uphold democratic ideals. In Tripura, Vijay Diwas was observed commemorating the decisive victory of the Indian Armed Forces in the 1971 war. Governor Indra Sena Reddy Nallu paid homage to the brave martyrs of the Indian Armed Air Force and the Albert Ekka War Memorial in Lichu Bagan Agartala, along with Higher Education Minister Kishore Barman, Director General of Police Anurag Dhankar, Brigadier Dhiraj Singh, Commander of the 73rd Mountain Battalion Indian Army, and others. Speaking on the relations between India and Bangladesh, the Governor stated that maintaining good relations between neighbours is beneficial for both countries. Arunachal Pradesh Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Main yesterday reviewed preparations for the upcoming Parshuram Kund Mela and annual pilgrimage to be held on sacred days of Makar Sankranti. The Mela is scheduled from the 12th to the 16th of January next year. The Deputy Chief Minister, along with other officials and key stakeholders, inspected the site and riverfront area affected by recent floods. Tripura Higher Education Minister Kishore Barman stated that despite the major challenge of achieving 100% implementation of the national education policy in the state, the current government is successfully moving towards its rapid and complete execution across Tripura. Speaking in an exclusive interview after attending a freshers' welcome ceremony for new students at Dashrath Dep Memorial College in Kowai New Town Hall, the minister said that the present administration is working to rectify the shortcomings to ensure the NEP is fully reflected in reality. Arunachal Pradesh Governor K.T. Parnaik presented the governor's citation to the 11th Battalion of Assam Rifles at Lok Bhavan in Itanagar yesterday. The citation was received by Commandant Colonel Vivek Tripathi, Sena Medal, along with Subedar Major Lake Raj and Rifleman General Duty Nilesh Kumar on behalf of all ranks of the battalion. The Governor congratulated the Commandant and all ranks on behalf of the people of Arunachal Pradesh and expressed confidence that the battalion would continue to uphold the high standards of service and dedication. Altogether, 39 science students from government higher secondary schools in Nagaland undertook exclusive exposure visit to the Institute of Advanced Study in Science and Technology, Guwahati. The full-day exposure program from the 13th to the 16th of this month was organized by the Samagra Shiksha Nagaland under the Rashtriya Vishkar Abhiyan with the objective of nurturing scientific curiosity and promoting research-oriented thinking among young learners. In Manipur, a three-day 18th edition of the State Level Orange Festival 2025 will start from today in Taminglong District, being the largest orange producing in Manipur. Taminglong Orange has a unique quality and is certified under the GI tag. The Orange Festival is held annually to promote the fruit and encourage the growers. As a curtain raiser, a 12-kilometre-long race was organised in Taminglong headquarters yesterday, which was participated by around 400 runners. In Nagaland, the Gorkha Union Mokuchung celebrated its Golden Jubilee yesterday at Town Hall Mokuchung. Speaking at the programme, Nagaland Legislative Assembly Speaker S. Longkumar acknowledged the contribution of the Gorkha community in the development of Mokuchung town over the past decades. He also lauded the pioneers and the founders of the union for the history and lasting legacy they have built. Envisioning Vikshit Mokuchung 2047, the speaker stressed on the importance of collective contribution and cooperation for all sections of the society to achieve a developed Mokuchung by 2047. On the occasion, the Jubilee souvenir was released by the speaker. The Defence Estate Organisation Itanagar Arunachal Pradesh received the Raksha Mantri Award for Excellence 2025 in recognition of its exemplary service, professional dedication and significant contributions to defence land management and record administration. The award was presented by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh in New Delhi. The award was received by Defence Estates Officer Itanagar Gokul Mahajan on behalf of the organisation. Sikkim will participate in the 79th Santosh Trophy National Football Championship 2025 to be held in Shillong, Meghalaya from the 19th to the 23rd of this month. The Sikkim squad has departed for Meghalaya yesterday. Prior to their departure, a jersey distribution ceremony was held at the football house Gangtok. The Sikkim team is led by head coach Gyalt Shen Di Mokhtan with Ashish Chetri as assistant coach, apart from the support staff. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.